What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Creative Rise podcast. We are so glad you are here for this episode today because we have a special guest on. We've got Kelsey Zafridis all the way from Australia. She is an incredible photographer. She has been in both the brand space and the wedding space, and she went through our Creative Rise mastermind two rounds ago.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she is now crushing a six-figure business. She got to shoot for the World Cup. She's doing incredible stuff in her photography business that she, you know, a year and a half ago had no idea she'd be capable of doing. She's like a ton of fun. She's so cool. Just like a lot of people in the Creative Rise Mastermind.
100%. Yeah. This, over the last 5 years, really, as we've been doing this, over the last 4 years of running the Creative Rise Mastermind, we have gotten to meet so many cool people just like Kelsey. Yeah. And it is one of the greatest honors of our life to get to build businesses with these people. Like, honestly, it is so fun. They become great friends, just like with Kelsey. And then they also get to turn around and give amazing value, like Kelsey is doing on this episode. So this episode, as Kristy said, we talk about what it looks like to work in the brand space and in the wedding space, what it looks like to double your revenue 2 years in a row. Like, it's just a great conversation.
Yeah, so cool.
About dreaming, how to respond to somebody, you know, when they give you a no. She's got some really cool stories on that. It's just a fun episode.
So great perspective.
We hope you really enjoy this episode. But more importantly, we hope this episode points you towards thinking about how you, just like Kelsey, can grow your revenue this year, how you can potentially double your revenue, how you can dream a little bit bigger the way that she has been dreaming for her own business. And hope it really pushes you to consider what a good vehicle this year could be for you to actually be able to dream about growing your business. Now, if you are someone who listens to the podcast a lot, so glad you're here. If you're new to the podcast, even better. So glad you are here. If you are someone who's like, I feel like listening to the podcast is a great start, but I know there potentially could be some more in terms of how I can grow my business this year.
Well, quickly there is. Your business. Yeah. So for people who are like, 2024 is my year. Like, I'm going all in on my creative business. Or let's say you're already all in, but you're like, how do I continue to scale this thing? Then we have something that we have literally built from the knowledge that we've built from running six-figure creative businesses.
And three helping six-figure businesses in two different industries, with the wedding side and the brand side.
And helping almost 300 creatives do the exact same thing. And it's the six-week Creative Rise Mastermind. It's literally our best, like, thing we do to give you a six-figure foundation for your creative business. So it is starting March 3rd. So it's coming quick, but applications are open right now. We've actually filled a ton of the spots. We've got people from New Zealand, Australia, Canada, US. We've got people in the brand space, the wedding space. We've got people that are already making over six figures. We've got people that are just getting started.
It and is everywhere
a
in
sick
between.
Group. And everywhere in between. It's a really, really cool group. And we're so excited for the next 6 weeks because, man, it's going to be just, I know every single round, it is so pivotal that, like, people will be looking back in a year from now being like, whoa, that's when, like, everything changed for me. So if you're someone who's sitting on the fence where you're like, okay, I've heard about this, or maybe I'm just hearing about this for the first time, but I know I need something to push me towards growth in my creative business, to hold me accountable, to give me the strategies that I need. I know I'm great on the creative side, but I need more in the business side, then this is for you. So you guys, we are so excited for this round. It is going to be so epic.
Yeah.
And if you want in on it, what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, hit the link in the description of the podcast. But here's, just to give you a little bit more info on it, here's what it actually looks like. So the Creative Rise Mastermind is incredible. It's an incredible vehicle for you to get growth. One, because we've been doing it for 5 years and innovating it. So it's proven. What we are doing is not something we just, you know, came up with last week on a napkin as we were in a coffee shop. It is proven over years of actually getting creatives results. And the reason for that is because we actually build you out a growth plan based on what has built our six-figure businesses, as we just said, and so many others. Over 100 other six-figure businesses have been developed through this, and a ton of, actually over a dozen multiple six-figure businesses. So we do that because we focus on the business side of your business, not on the creativity. The creativity is amazing. We assume you already have that. What you need now is a business plan that's actually going to work based off proven strategy, tools, and tactics. And then we actually give you a community and accountability systems to make it happen.
Yeah.
If you've ever bought something where you thought you were going to learn from it, odds are, some chance, some of you guys have actually not done anything with it. I've done that before. You've probably done that before.
Yeah.
And it's because there wasn't enough accountability. There wasn't enough skin in the game to make you do anything about it. So the Creative Rise Mastermind is not structured like a course. Yes, there is a ton of course content that's going to teach you the frameworks you need in order to build a six-figure business. But it's backed with a community and specifically a massively accountable community that's actually going to help you engineer some results, which is incredibly important. So we literally peer pressure you guys to get results, which it's sounds awesome. Gnarly, but it's actually really, really important. So here's what you get if you join this round of the 6-week mastermind. You get, number one, a growth plan call with Christy and I and two other businesses. It's called your pod. We're going to meet with you guys and literally build out your 2024 growth plan with you, getting our literal hands on your business and going, what are the bottlenecks? Where can we reduce friction and where can we add scale? Okay. You get six community group calls every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. We all meet on Zoom to literally build your business, to mastermind together. We talk about things, break you guys up into breakout groups. It's a phenomenal time to get your questions answered and really find out how all the content you're going through is going to be applicable to your business. Then you obviously get lifetime access to the educational module private library, where there's over 20 hours of content for you to actually learn what you need to learn. Again, the frameworks to build a six-figure business and then implement them. Access to a ton of worksheets and templates, you know, contract templates, all the stuff that you need. Access to pricing calculators. And we actually ship you, where'd it go? I think it's right here. We actually ship you a Creative Rise Field Journal. I was like, I knew we had one of these around the studio. This is a book that goes word for word, basically following through all the content, and you get to implement what you are learning. We ship one of these to your door, a physical copy. There's a virtual copy too, but we ship the physical copy to you, which is amazing. So who is this for? Brand photographers, brand filmmakers, wedding photographers, wedding filmmakers, graphic designers, web designers, social media influencers, content creators, whatever you want to call yourself, agency owners. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We have people in every space like that that have come through this over the last couple of years and learned how to build their own six-figure foundation for their business. So I'm talking about this a lot because we really believe in it. We believe in it because it works for people. It worked for us, and it's worked for, like Christy said, this will put us over 300 people that have gone through this, gotten the systems, implemented them, and started to grow their business. So we're really excited. It costs less than a camera. So a lot of you guys have no problem spending money on a camera. We've positioned this thing to be cheaper than the average camera. The camera we're shooting this podcast on right now is more expensive than the investment to get into this next round of the 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind. And we did that on purpose because we want to show you that for less than what you would typically go out and spend and not really think about it, we can show you how to build a six-figure business, which is really cool. So,
and if I was going to say, and if you're kind of like, oh, the investment feels scary, all that kind of stuff, we've got payment plans that are literally that start as low as $600.
Yeah, you can get started today for $600.
To get started to then be like, how do I recoup my investment? We can have that conversation, which is super exciting. So don't let something like finances hold you back from not making money in your business, right? How can you figure out a way to make it work, whether it's payment plans, whatever it is? If you know that this is like the next step for you, we want to help make that happen. So all you got to do, if you want to be, try to claim a spot in this next round. Again, a lot of the spots are already taken, but if you want to try to claim one of the last remaining spots in this round, all you got to do is go to creativerise.com. There are application buttons everywhere.
You won't miss it.
Not miss it. Inside of the application, if you've got questions and you're just not sure if this is right for you and you actually want to talk to us about whether or not it's the right decision for you, we would love to do that. Inside of the application, there is a 15-minute call that you can book with us. Depending on whatever time schedule works for you, we've got calls available in there that you can just literally click with a button, book a call with us. We'll jump on like a no pressure, no sales call, 15-minute chat with you.
Figure out if it's the right fit or you're not.
We would love to do that with you. So you guys, make this the year you take this thing so seriously. And if the Creative Rise Mastermind is the way you want to do that, then we'd be stoked to chat with you about it.
You're a decision away, guys. That's all growth is. Growth is a decision. It doesn't just fall into your lap. 2024 will be a growth year for you. You've decided it is, and you align your actions, you align your education, you align your community to people that are also growing, and you can grow from there. So speaking of someone who's done that, again, this episode with Kelsey is incredible. Hope you enjoy it. Here it is. Welcome to the Creative Rise Podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, Kelsey? Thanks for being on the podcast.
Welcome.
How's it going?
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You guys, Kelsey is like the sweetest, kindest person. And when we had her at the mastermind, I felt like every time we just talked, she just had the biggest smile.
Yes.
And I'm like, Kelsey is just the best person to talk to.
Just like... I can't do anything about them.
I love it. And I also love that we're matching right now.
I know. So. I was going to say, yes. You think Kelsey is so great that you decided to dress like Kelsey today.
I actually saw
slicked back hair, white shirt. And you guys are matching. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see that they actually look almost identical.
Right, kind of look like twins.
And funny thing is, I actually had a white shirt on too. And then I was like, Kelsey, I should probably go change. And so I went and threw on something. It wasn't identical to the girls.
Yes. Kelsey's like, I swear we're not in a cult.
Oh my goodness.
100%. But thanks for being here. We are going to dive right into it, into our rapid fire questions. So Kelsey, are you ready? Ready for rapid fire?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Adelaide, South Australia.
Adelaide. Australia.
And then,
amazing.
Yeah. And then what is your business? If you met somebody in an elevator and they ask you, what do? What do you tell them?
I'm a photographer. My business runs under my name, Kelsey Zapparidis Photography. And I love to shoot moments that bring people together.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah. Cool. And you're not just, I'm making rapid fire again, not so rapid, but you're not just in like the wedding space, in the people space, you also shoot for brands, right?
Yeah, a whole bunch of different stuff.
Whole bunch of different stuff, which is awesome. Super, super cool.
Love, all right. Love variety.
How long have you been in business for?
This is my third year.
Third full year, which is incredible. So we're going to be talking about the story of what happened in your second year, which is so crazy that this is your second year going now into your third. So cool.
Amazing. Okay. And then the famous question, what's a flop you've had in your business? An embarrassing moment, something to humanize Kelsey, because again, we just talked about how incredible you are. What is something that has not gone well for you in your business in the past? Do you have a story for us?
I think I've actually had some more recent ones.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you need to. Okay, because one's a little bit more low-key because it actually ended up being quite okay. But it was the fact that I went for a shoot and it was with a uni. And there's a uni in the city here in Adelaide that creates wine. Like it's so people can go and study winemaking. And I opened up my camera about the day before I was shooting some real estate. And I like grabbed my camera out, was ready to shoot. And then I was like, why is this so wide? Like, why can't I normally always shoot on 24 to 70. And I was like, this is really weird. I'm not getting like the like closest. I had my 15 to 35 on and my 24 to 70, I was like, it's at home. But I felt I was so lucky that I grabbed my 70 to 200 because I was like, oh, I'll just chuck this in my bag. I might need it. And so, but I didn't tell anyone.
Of course not.
So anyway, but so it worked out okay. But I want to tell another one.
Okay.
So I was actually doing a wedding video. And so I don't do a lot of video, but I do it, and I do it to a level that I feel comfortable with. And I remember setting up, like, I had a stable camera in the back to kind of shoot the whole ceremony, and then I had mine on my gimbal, and I had two recordings. So I had one on with the bride and groom, and then another one attached to the mics. And so I was like, okay, I've got a backup if something goes wrong. Anyway, and we finished the ceremony feeling good and walked over to both of my mics, weren't recording the whole time. And I was just like, oh my God. I was like, don't panic.
We're good.
Whatever you do, do not tell the bride and groom that you're stressed. Yes. The day has just started.
Oh my gosh.
We were at a hotel, so they had a hotel room, and I was like, hey guys, do you want to just like, let's just maybe go somewhere private where you can like read your vows, because you know, like sometimes like echoes and it's not always clear.
Genius.
And so so I pulled them in and they just sat and they had this beautiful moment together.
Oh, it reading was meant their to mouths. Be. It was beautiful. So meant to be.
Beautiful. That is anyway, genius.
Now I'm just like, yeah, there's so many. I can just keep going.
Oh my God. Okay.
That is great.
So
what a genius
those aren't
move.
Even flops. Those are like, you were about to flop full on your face.
True.
And then somehow you just skirted out of it beautifully on both of them.
That
so
amazing.
We'll leave it there for today. But those are two good stories that I feel like even just listening to, I can feel what those moments would have felt like. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was brilliant. Hey, that's going to help somebody. I know some wedding videographers listening to this right now, and they're going to be in a situation where they forget to turn the mic on, and they'll just be like, you know what? Let's just do this. I like to do this intimate thing where we read your vows together, and it's going to seem completely purposeful, and it's just going to help you win a flop. So I love that.
I'm glad.
So we could probably do an entire podcast just on how you navigate stressful situations, because it seems like you're pretty good at that, Kelsey.
I mean, you guys know best. Like, this job is just about, like, how quickly you can problem solve, right?
Yes.
Like, 100%. On the spot.
Like, absolutely. Yep. So, all right. So let's talk about your career. So you have just entered the third year of being in business.
Yeah.
You had a really good first year.
Yeah. Talk about what you made first year.
I think my first year, like yes, a 60K revenue year was, like, also, like, well, amazing in my first year. But I probably made, like, 40 or 50K of that in just the second half. So, like, the first half of that year, it was really about, like, so I just moved back from Melbourne and I knew that I wanted to get into working as a photographer, but was really, you know, in that classic mindset of, like, well, I can't just do this full time. I need something else to support me, and just not having that, like, kind of belief in, like, that it would work out. And so I reached out to a job that I was working for, like, before I moved to Melbourne, and it didn't go ahead, which, was a huge blessing in disguise. Because, it just gave me that, like, moment to be like, okay, look, this is what I want and it's what I want to do. So if there's going to be a time where I leap into that, it's now. Don't have a house to pay for, don't have any, like, living with mum and dad. I've got, they're supporting me, like, so I kind of just, like, really leant into that space and just started cold outreach, like, sending email messages on Instagram, just letting people know that I was back doing work. I even said, like, I would do a, like, kind of like a summer sale in a way where, like, first shoot, you know, would be either heavily discounted or possibly free, depending on who it maybe was that I was reaching out to. And then moving forward, it would be this price and, like, similar, like a retainer. Like, if you do consistent stuff, it would stay at this price and it would cap. So there was kind of things like that I was, like, reaching out to do and just trying to be out and, like, connect with people, because Adelaide is that type of place that they're just, people are like, oh, you know, you've showed up, I don't know someone, like, because it's just so small in that way. So that's kind of how that start of the year was happening. And, of course, it was slow. It was, like, but I was, like, I was enjoying it so much, was absolutely loving it. And then it didn't really start showing into, like, in revenue until, like, second half of the year. And, and also in that time I was doing, like, a lot of assisting, like, asking a lot of photographers, can I come out, can I learn, can I do anything, you know, weddings for sure, like, was just doing events for people, and, any of that stuff I could do, holding lights, you know, holding gear at food shoots, whatever I could do. And so the second half of the year, then I, like, had some wedding bookings and was doing more events. And then, it just started, like, the momentum was just, like, catching up from, like, kind of the work that had been happening. I landed a job with, I think I might have explained this to you guys, but obviously there's a lot of people that don't know it. So in Australia, we've got a food and wine directory called Broadsheet. And so you guys could come over to Adelaide or Melbourne or whatever, and you could search up Broadsheet, and it would have, like, you know, top five restaurants to go on a, you know, Saturday night. Or it could be like, these places have just opened this month, and you'd know, kind of, like, it can show you around where to go. And I landed some work with them, which was, like, I just really wasn't expecting it, because it was funny, when I was studying, We had like working with goals in business in that last year and that kind of stuff. And not that my teacher was amazing, but not that they said anything like bad about this, but they were just open to the fact of like that was maybe a high reach. So yes, reach for that as a goal, but maybe have some things that are like a little bit lower of a standard or whatever in case that might take however long, you know. And I was like, okay, yeah. And it's like trying to go for, yeah, a bigger magazine. And so, yes, I was like however many months into my first year and got the opportunity to shoot for them. And I was like, I just remember sitting down and crying when I got the email.
So I was just like,
this is amazing. And that's been a really big like leverage for the momentum, because people just started seeing my name on there and like,
yep.
There would be like even people that were like having weddings, like I was like, so how did you find me? And they were like, oh, I saw you on broadsheet. And I was like, oh, okay.
Crazy.
Like,
yeah. That's amazing.
You know, like I actually think that now, like it probably brings in about 50% of my clients.
Wow.
Amazing. That's so cool.
So quick fast forward to now. Last year, is your first year you did 60K and most of it was done in the last half of the year. Last year, which was your second year full time, what did you do?
109,
which is amazing. And we met you prior to that. So when we met you, you were doing 60. You went through the mastermind. Yeah. You had a six-figure goal. You crossed it, which is incredible.
Yeah.
So cool.
But you also crossed it with what I would call like elegance. Like you had an awesome year last year.
Yes.
You traveled all over the place.
Yeah, talk to us about, we were chatting before the episode started recording. And talk to us a little bit about this last year and what you were anticipating and then what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess like big goal of hitting six figures. And I probably anticipated that to just be a lot of work. Like I was ready to like lean into that, to say yes, to go for it. And I'm still very much in that headspace. And that's what I like really, really believe in. But so many things had just started to unfold, and I had the opportunity to go and shoot like for the Women's World Cup.
So cool.
Which was here, here in Australia, which was just insane. Like probably a home soil World Cup will probably never happen again in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if it does, great. I'd love that.
You're like, I'll shoot it. If it does, I'll shoot it.
Yeah. Call me. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm like 95. Like.
Hands are shaky.
I love that.
Kelsey, the shaky photo style. We left that back in 2023. Oh, no, I can't.
I'm just old. So that's amazing. Yeah, first, so I want to cool. pause here for a second. How did you land that deal? Because people are probably
the World Cup,
listening going, oh, yes. My gosh. She traveled in Australia and shot the World Cup. Like
in her second year of business.
In her second year of business. I want to do something like that. Like, how did that deal come about?
I just feel so lucky. Like there were so many perks of it being held in Australia, and one of that was there's a company called Our Games, and they are really, they're under like the Australian team banner as well, and kind of in line with them, and they held a mentorship program.
Cool.
An internship.
Okay.
An internship program. So, and it was about bringing more female and non-binary people into the media, because obviously sport is heavily male-based.
Yes.
And I don't even think, but we didn't know the extent of like what they could bring. It was more about like, just while this was happening in our country, how can we elevate this and kind of really like really bring this in more areas than just the games?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Which was just incredible. So they were taking on six photographers across Australia and six writers.
Oh, cool. Writers too. Okay, cool. So you were one of six.
Yeah, so writers
awesome.
As well. I was one of six. That's awesome. Which was insane.
Question for you. Do you have a background in soccer? You do, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
I do.
This is interesting, and this is for everybody listening. Kelsey, I'm assuming you would say undeniably your background in the sport and your connections in the sport potentially somehow led to you being a decent choice, a great choice for them to hire you for the World Cup, correct?
For sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so
for sure.
What advice do you think you have? Let's just kick it off with this question. Like, what advice do you think you have for somebody who's going, you know what, I do have a background in this sport. I've got a background in this art. I've got a background in this
hobby.
Like, what advice do you have for them on how they could potentially even just put themselves out there to be open for business, right? How do you make yourself available for business in the industries or communities that you've run in other, you know, lanes in life, not just outside of work, right? How do you make yourself available to that?
I think just like leaning in fully and understanding that, like, when that came up, I was like, yeah, I know this game. Like, you know, I know I can anticipate movements. I can read the ball. I can, you know, like, so that even though I'm like, I've shot a little bit of sport, but, you know, I'm not like, there's amazing sports photographers. But for this instant, I was just like, okay, I have a different type of skill set that all I need to do is kind of pair in with the photography.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I think at the start of it all, it's just like, you just got to go for it. Like, there was so much of me that was just like, oh, no, I can't apply for this. Like, it's not, I don't, like, classic, like, I don't tick all of these boxes. So I'm not going to be in contention for it. Like,
I don't have an 800mm lens and I've been doing this for 10 years.
And so, and I think that's something that I carry through with all my rounds of work now, and if I could say to anyone, is just ask, just apply, like, whatever it is, if there's work you want to do, just reach out, because if you sit back and don't do anything about it, yeah, it might come, but it might not. And so at least if you're going for it, you know your answers. You're putting it out there. And obviously this was a different approach to, like, the process of a type of work, because there's not much work that I'm applying for. Like,
yes,
it's normally,
it's a little bit unique.
Yes.
For sure, for sure. And the opportunity was really unique. So but so much of me wouldn't have gone for it because I just was doubting what I could maybe bring to that. And really we were only shooting it was the first time they had ever run this before as well. So we were very much kind of guinea pigs. It was a lot of like working with them. They were almost like a friendly cup before the World Cup had started.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first things that we were like kind of shooting at. And then it just led into like, at first it was kind of, the people that were taking care of us were like, okay, you're going to be able to shoot one game in your state. And I was like, great. I don't care who it is. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, amazing. But then that just gave us the ability to apply each game. And so I was just like, I'm going for this. Like, there's no other time. And I definitely had anyone Australian had a higher chance because it was in our home country. So that's just how photography kind of works.
Cool.
And there's like different levels and stuff like that. But I was just like, applied for it every game that I could and was just like traveling around the place and sharing photos and like giving it to people who I could like reach and sending photos off and, you know, so people could use them if they wanted to. And
So cool. So, first of all, real quick question. How many games did you end up shooting?
I think it was 11.
Okay, so
11
you were told you would get one and you went for it and ended up getting 11.
Yeah,
because here's my question to follow this up, Kelsey. How do you respond when you do just go for it and you do put yourself out there, whether it's, you know, applying to shoot a World Cup game or whether it's reaching out to a brand, whether it's telling somebody that you'd love to shoot their wedding and they say no? What do you do?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people won't just go for it from the fear of them being
fear
told
that.
No. You obviously, you know, first year you do 60K. Second year in business, you cross the six-figure mark. This year you're going to continue to kill it. Part of that is you have a beautiful way of, you know, not stopping when someone says no to you. You just go, okay, and you move on. But, like, what do you do? How do you respond to that What does it look like?
I think like there is, it's always going to suck a bit, especially if it's something that you care about, like, and it's something that you really want. And because in that pre-stage, you can really like get, you create this vision of what it could be like and all these expectations.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, for sure. Like feel it out. Like it sucks. It's going to, sometimes it's going to sting and it's going to hurt. But I'm just a big believer if it's like, it was meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, I'm not perfect at that either, but trusting that then, yeah, the right things will come. Or maybe it wasn't the right time as well. Yeah. Like it doesn't always have to end completely there. Sometimes you might look back and be like, oh, maybe I didn't explain this, you know, as well as I could have, or kind of maybe what it might bring to you. So I'm going to let you know about this and maybe it's still a no. But I just think the most important thing for me personally is just trying, because if I haven't tried, then I've just done myself, like I'm worse off.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So the bounce back is not always easy. But I think just trying to get better at practicing, like, okay, it wasn't meant to be for me.
Yeah. And Kelsey,
and maybe you worked with them and they weren't actually a client. Like you could work with them, maybe force it, and then you work with them as a client and they're like, you know, we don't actually really connect or vibe or whatever it is. So
I love that. I love that you have like really implemented two things. One, like kicking down the door, right? You've done that really well. And then also taking no's, because I mean, we understand and you understand that when you're building businesses that are hitting six figures, you're doing a lot of like pitching, you're doing a lot of stuff, and there's just a lot of stuff that doesn't work out. And you kind of have to just brush it off and keep moving forward and going, there is more work out there for me. I think another thing that you've done really well is networking. Like I feel like you have utilized relationships in a really great way and have made yourself available in relationships around you. And I think that that has also led to so much happening. I think a lot of people sit back and they go like, well, I don't want to like either bother anybody or I don't feel qualified, so I'm not even going to talk about what I do. I love that you just went forward and just like told everybody as soon as you moved back what you were doing and that you were available and you wanted to work with them. I think even just that one piece alone can be so helpful for somebody who's getting started rather than being oh, I just need to like post on Instagram and that's it. It's like, no, go be proactive.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. You obviously have had stuff inbound, like come to you and all of that kind of stuff, especially with Brachi and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to pitching, I want to talk about that a little bit because I know you work with brands. Yeah. Let's speed it up to present day Kelsey. So you've $109,000 a year. You're going to be keep pushing that, growing that. What is that kind of, first of all, I want to ask, what does that revenue kind of break down into from this last year? Like what did the 100K make up in services and things you were offering and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, like how many weddings, how many brands, you know, like what percentage would be weddings versus brands?
Interesting. I haven't even thought about
it. Or just like a rough estimate.
Rough estimate.
Rough estimate is fine.
I feel like my work is so varied. I love the variety.
Yeah.
And so like they're really small increments. Like I think last year I maybe did like 8 weddings.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like just a few at the start of the year, a few at the end of the year. Then there was like, there's event work in there. Here's something. 2 days a week, I shoot real estate photography.
Cool.
Amazing.
So that is actually probably like that is something that just ticks me over. If I have a quiet week, I'm like, it's all right. I had these 2 days of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That just brings me, and it's like, it's work that I like. It's under a separate company, but I still am contracted. So I don't do the editing. I just go shoot the house, upload it. Work is done.
Awesome.
So there's some real estate in there. The broadsheet is kind of like its own separate little element that just flows in and out throughout the year when things are, or it's every month, that's for sure. But as things open up, things happening in Adelaide, then there's like shoots for restaurants. So a lot of food stuff, because you guys know that I love shooting food, and then brought in like music festivals. So it's really broad and like, it's just kept opening up because I just feel like I'm just keep saying yes and keep opening. And then I can kind of be like, okay, like how can I maybe bring this down a bit
exactly.
more?
Exactly.
That's cool.
Again, yeah, yeah. Wow. What was your question?
No, you answered my first question. So that was okay, great.
Sorry.
It was how did it all make up to be $109,000? And I think that's encouraging for some people because there's obviously kind of two ways to take your creative business. There's like the, I'm going to really niche down. I'm going to become known for one thing and one thing only. And I'm going to work with this one type of client. And that is a very successful way to run a creative business. And then there's the other side of creative business where you're like, I'm just open for business. Like, I love variety. I love every day looks different. I love the different jobs and the different types of clients and the different styles of shoots, which you have found yourself in. And people jump from back and forth and do lots of different stuff. But I think it's encouraging for someone who's like, I don't necessarily want to super niche down into one thing. I want to be open to doing a bunch of stuff. And you are like proof that you can have a six-figure business and do a bunch of different things, which is really cool. I love that. Okay. So, oh, I was going to ask about pitching. So have you found yourself pitching a lot this last year, or have you found yourself mostly inbound stuff?
It probably has mostly been inbound.
Yeah,
amazing.
I think like there still definitely has been a lot of pitching and a lot of just asking and requesting, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So I do find that, yeah, the things that are more like I love to do is where I'm pitching. Those are the spaces that like, yeah, this is something that I really like want to do. I could do it for a little bit less even maybe because like it's something, that kind of thing. And so it normally just starts with either an email or if I can, it's just an in-person conversation because I'm just finding that look, there's so many great photographers. Like, so the only way that it feels like to stand out is me because no one else is going to be who I am.
Yes.
And so if I can bring that to the table as early and as much without being too intense as possible, then it's already way more of a foot in the door. And that comes with like going to things and like talking to people and being out there like and just having my door open for those kinds of like conversations, letting people know what personal projects I'm doing and what dreams that I might have, like keeping it as an open play because someone could just say something and be like, hey, I actually know someone that could help you or whatever it is. But there's definitely been like some most of the time it's emails because it can be hard to kind of reach out and it's just putting as much of a me as well as a like good explanation of like this is what I want, this is what I want, like I think that will work for you. And like take it or leave it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a really, really good point. And I love that you talked about how sometimes you just go in person and pitch yourself. Now, that is very uncomfortable when you first start doing that. I'm sure it was uncomfortable for you. It definitely was uncomfortable for me when I remember even walking in when I was probably like 15 or 16. Maybe I was 16 or 17. I walked into an outdoor store that I wanted to build a partnership with. And I basically, the only way I could figure out how to bring it up because I didn't want to like be like a sleazy sales guy and try and sell them on working with me was I went in and I asked if I could apply for a job and I got then a job interview and then I pitched them in the job interview rather than, I was like, I don't want to be an employee. I want to do this like photo and video and social media thing for you. And they took it and it ended up being a great thing. But point is, it was incredibly awkward because I felt like, oh, this feels like I'm only doing this for my own benefit. You know, it feels like I'm just trying to get something out of them. So how do you navigate that? You know, because we have to get ourselves to the point, and this goes for all pitching, but specifically the in-person pitching, you have to get yourself to a point where you actually go, okay, no, what I'm about to go strike up a conversation about is actually going to be beneficial for them.
Yeah.
Therefore, I need to give myself permission to go do it. But like, how do you actually go up to somebody or go up to a business and start talking to them about your services?
Yeah, like, what's your
strategy? Do you start? What's your strategy? Because I think that would be a beautiful thing for people listening who are very uncomfortable in that situation for them to learn.
I think like just being a human first and foremost, like if I can just completely be like kind and connect with someone, it just is like already an open field.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I've definitely never gone into the space and it's kind of been the first thing that I've said,
yes.
you know, or had a yeah. conversation with someone and I'm like, hey, like, let's get straight to business. It's yeah. like, I want to ask. And also, like, being the listener, like, okay, that has been, like, really a fun. Like, I'm going to ask you some questions and you're going to see that I'm actively listening.
Yeah.
Just in a normal conversation, because at the end of the day, you know, they just want to be, you know, heard.
Yep.
And, like, so I'm going to, in this space and time that I'm with you, I'm going to give you that. And just by allowing that to kind of evolve and create, normally it brings up, like, maybe we haven't even spoken and they're like, oh, what do you do for work? And it's like, oh, well, now we're into business.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Let's have a conversation.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because I am just like, not even in a way that disheartens my work, but yeah, there are so many brilliant photographers, yeah. like I said mm-hmm. before. So I just want to be as much as my truest self when I'm engaging with people. And most of the time it leads it down the road. Like, and I could be quirky and funny and maybe they just want to be like, okay, that's not,
yeah.
it's not right. And I'm like, okay, you're not my person.
Yeah.
or,
you're not my client.
Or whatever. yeah,
for sure.
But I think by doing that, it is just also then it has just like tumbled into like then the work that is coming to me are like just the most wonderful people.
Mm.
Like
it's awesome.
You know, so many of my weddings that I've shot have been like in people's backyards and I'm just like, oh, this is so up my alley. Like it's so intimate and chilled out and relaxed. Like some people that are like new to it and ask me like, how did you get into weddings and deal with like the stress and, you know, bridezillas, I'm like, I have not had one.
Like, yeah, like it's, I'm sure
not
weddings.
Hasn't come into yeah. my space. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that's cool. And then how do you think that? Why do you yeah. think that is? Because I think someone might be listening and going, oh, I feel like I'm not attracting the right people. Like I feel like I'm attracting people that are like bridezillas, or for lack of a better term, or anything else where it's like this isn't really who I'm trying to work with, but it seems like that's what I'm attracting. What advice would you have for building a brand that attracts the right people?
Mm.
I think right now a big part of it is what you are sharing,
yeah.
like, you know, especially on socials, and like you do have to really look at it and reflect and not get clouded by it. And it happens all the time to me anyway. I'm not the perfect on Instagram posting, but not being clouded by like seeing other people's pages and beautiful photos, beautiful wedding shots.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what that day was like for them.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing 100%. Like, wow, those photos, they look amazing. They're like really like high cast, like high contrast, maybe, you know, dramatic. And like there's all of these details and everything. And maybe these people have spent so much money on that. I love what that looks like. I'm going to share that. And then all of a sudden, but you're not actually looking at like what those can bring. Like a lot of
yeah.
the time, if someone is spending like, and nowadays, like, 100 to 150K on a wedding, of course they're going to be like, everything has to be perfect. I've
right.
put all high this
pressure.
Money into it.
Yeah.
High pressure. Like,
yeah.
you know, so if even though from reflecting on like, oh, scrolling through Instagram, I want this to look like this, I want this, like, but you're not kind of diving into like, okay, well, what does that actually bring in from a background of things?
Because sure.
it doesn't always match.
Yep.
The truth of that doesn't come through. So I think like when I'm sharing, it's always like, really like light, candid, like I
yeah.
like to like I want to show that I shoot like the space, documenting, you know, maybe people's outfits, something that might be quirky, like
okay.
a baby that's dribbling on the floor, or you know, if there's
yes.
a dog there or something,
yes.
you know, like and as well as leaning into like my style and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't cloud kind of like what you see is what it is and what
yeah.
you get, and it's really reflective of that.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
really
I think
cool.
I think you can get really confused by everything that we see.
Mm.
Yeah.
That either sometimes I'm just like, oh, I should be sharing that, and I'm just like, no, actually, wait, no.
yeah.
So be yourself.
No, it
yes.
doesn't work with me.
Yeah, be yourself, shoot what you want to shoot, share
yeah.
what you want to share, and share it often is what I'm hearing
yeah.
from you. And that
yeah.
is going to create
yeah.
a brand where people get to actually see who you are, and especially for something as intimate as their weddings, they then get to decide if they want Kelsey at their wedding, despite how good your work is, because your work's awesome. Mm-hmm. There's going to be lots of other photographers that have awesome work, but they want Kelsey, right? So you're trying to build a brand where, yes, you show your work and that it's good, but you're also showing what it looks like to engage and interact with you and do business with you as a person, which I think is awesome. Okay, so Kelsey, talk to me about, you were in, what round of the mastermind are you at? Round nine? So round nine?
I think so.
2 rounds ago?
I think it was round nine. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so it was March last year.
Round nine.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the you're smiling so much.
What a time.
What a time. I know. It was so good. So round nine was epic. You obviously grew your business. You basically doubled your business while working with an incredibly controlled schedule, 3 weeks vacation in Europe. I mean, you had an awesome year last year. What was something that was beneficial to you through going, you know, through the mastermind? Or even it was it? I mean, answer that for yourself. Yeah. But what was maybe unique about that? Because I'm assuming it had a little bit of to do with your growth last year.
just a bit.
Just a little bit.
I think it is very much on the lines of what we've already been talking about. And I think I came into that space, and you guys know, like, we did our introduction, I was already crying. Like, I was already like an emotional wreck. But I was completely like, I was like, this is me right now. Okay. And you're going to all like take it or leave it kind of thing. And really, like, and I think so many people say the same thing, is like having a community that it's going to back you. Like at that point, I needed some people to just root for me, because I was like, okay, this last year, and this has been good. This was a first year, but like, okay, now I want to step up. But like, I'm terrified. Yeah. And I was so unsure, and I did not believe in myself at all. Hence why I was like a blobbling mess. Majority of the time.
It was cute.
So then, like, and then I literally have screenshots of like the group chats, like, and whenever I would talk and I would break down, and people were just like, "We got you, you got this."
Yeah, yeah, just encouraging.
And I think like completely, like, the pairing of like showing up for as myself in that space. So then people could support me as me and what I really wanted to do, because I was really true and raw in that, and just having people around you. Like, I'm even, I don't know, fast forward to like right now, like, I've, you know, I'm just kind of redoing my website so I can continue to narrow in and really refine the work that is coming in.
Yeah.
And this has taken me like moments, but I literally went to, I've been to two office desks with really great groups of people, and just sat on like a hot desk and did some work, and I was able to bounce, and I was just like, this is what I've been needing. Like, and that's what I think the mastermind really gave me. And then it just like, my brain was just opening up. I was like, oh my God, I can do this, I can do that. Because like, because I've got these people that are also like rooting for me, and I'm rooting for them, not a one-way street. And so I think, when I do look from like the start of that first, you know, that first mastermind meeting to like the end, it's just like so different. Yeah. And pushing myself out of the comfort zone in that space too, like as a team, Christy, like, my wager, which was, if I don't hit 15, I think I said 15K.
I think it was 15K. You wanted to make 15K
in the
2 weeks. Or 2 weeks, yeah.
Or three,
which
whatever
is incredible.
It was, 2 weeks.
Well, maybe it was either 2 or 3 weeks, which is a lot of money in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I did, then I would have to move out of home.
And start paying rent. Apartment.
Which and, would be bad for you, because you were like, I'm trying to save to buy a
save,
house, right?
Yeah,
so you're
going
to have to move on.
That's the goal.
It.
Yeah.
And I think I made 27.
Crazy.
Like,
that's nearly, so cool. You know, in those 2 weeks. And so I just never would have thought that ever would have happened. But I think the difference that it made, and now how it's just like flowed into my world now, and continue to do that is really cool.
That's so cool. That's awesome. And then, okay, if you were to give advice to somebody, because right now we've got taking applications for people for round 11. So round 11's coming. You were in round 9. We had a round in between, and now we have round 11. What would you say to someone who's maybe like on the fence? Maybe they're, you know, watching other people jump in, they're getting super excited, but then they also have like some, you know, self-doubt or lack of confidence around maybe investing in themselves. Like, what would you say to somebody like that? What advice would you just honestly give somebody after having gone through the, you know, experience that they're thinking about jumping into?
I think, I want to say nothing bad can come from it, really. Like, and I think I brought that into, like, that was probably one of the earlier points of me really, like, after uni, like, really putting into, like, myself and my business. And then I was like, okay, this is really bringing in just more momentum for me. And then I went to a workshop that I was like, okay, let's go out to this. And then I ended up, you know, like shooting for a magazine because I went to that workshop. And especially like just the way that you can like connect with people in these spaces, like just don't happen often.
Yeah.
And I just think like the best thing that you can do is invest in yourself and in your business and just diving straight in, like go head and heart all in. I don't think, and like you guys have said before, like if you're spending, yes, you're spending this much money now, but in however long, it's going to be like probably paid off tenfold. Like,
yeah, 100%.
By the time, like, and it's going to, if you don't do it, then that's just going to set you back. So it's like, it's just maybe a small setback for a much longer, like play the long game, you know?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Kelsey, thank you so much for giving just so much of yourself on this episode. Yeah. I feel like you just like opened up so much and like you told so many great stories. And I loved your flop story. It's so good. But seriously, the stuff you've said in this podcast, I think, will help change a lot of people's trajectory on what they're doing in their businesses, how they're showing up in their businesses, and who they're attracting in their businesses, which is going to affect their personal lives as well. So thank you so much for giving so much on this episode. We are so grateful for you. Where can people find you?
Thank you. Kelsey Zafarina's Photography on Instagram, and it'll be at the same for my website when it goes live. But that's the main spot. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then our last signature question that we ask every guest, why is it worth it to go for it? Like, why is it worth it to break the creative struggle in the creative industry? Like, why should you bet on yourself to actually go for it in the creative field?
I just think it's just like, okay, I'll just speak personally. Like, there just couldn't have been a better way for me to just live my life, to just go all in. Like, I just, for what I wanted out of just life in general, I couldn't imagine it any other way. And I just think if you're on the fence of doing that, just give yourself the space to at least try it. You know, you can give yourself, like, there were so many people in the mastermind that were like, okay, I'm going to give myself like a month or 2 months to give this a go. And of course it's worked out, like, because they've, you know, pushed themselves and they've done amazing things. And that was the same for me. I was like, okay, I knew that I had a really good circumstance and I believed in that and went all in. And it's just like changed my life.
So cool.
Well, Kelsey, thanks for being on the show. This has been so epic.
Thank you.
I cannot wait for us even just to get the comments and DMs about how great this episode was, because it's so cool. So thank you for, one, sharing your story, letting people into your world, and for sharing a bunch of value on what's helped you grow your business. And we cannot wait to see where your business goes in 2024. Yeah. So thanks for being on the show.
Can't wait. Thank you so much, guys. You're the best.
Isn't Kelsey just literally such a ray of sunshine?
Yeah, if you were watching the video, you got to watch the video on YouTube, because she's just smiling the whole time.
And she was seriously like that through the entire mastermind. Like, even when she was saying, like, I was bawling my eyes out, like, she still radiated so much joy and, like, made that mastermind so special and all that
stuff. She's phenomenal.
And we're just so excited for this next round, you guys. Like, seriously, the people that come into this and the people that have already hopped in on this round.
Great.
Oh my gosh. Let me just tell you, you want to be in a room with these people. They are so amped and excited to cheer you on if you're hopping in. They're so excited to cheer you on, challenge you, get you pumped about your creative business. There's just literally nothing more effective than getting creatives together in a space, having strategy, learning, growing, challenging each other. There's literally nothing more effective to building a six-figure plus business than doing that. Mm. You can go and buy a course, but that's great. It'll probably sit in your email for a long time. And if you are
if you get stuck on one thing, you might not move on, right?
Literally don't move on. Whereas in the mastermind, you do not get left behind. It is like a full-blown accountability program.
Got a question, you'll get an answer.
Yeah. Mixed with all the strategy and all of the stuff that just like helps you grow your business. We are so excited for round 11. So again, if you're like, man, I loved Kelsey. I love the vibe. I love the energy of this. I want to grow my creative business this year and I'm ready to go all in. All you got to do is go to creativerise.com. Make sure you look at all the information there. We literally lay out everything. There should be no questions that you should have after this, unless the question is it right for you? Which you can get that answered inside the application, book a call with us. Or if you just know that you're like, nope, this is it, I'm just going to send it, I'm ready, then all you got to do is go to creativerise.com, fill out that application all the way through, and we will chat with you.
In the description. You can find everything in the podcast description right here, guys. But I just want to end this by saying thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your day to better your business by listening to stories of people that have bettered their business and how they did it. Hope you apply it and hope it's super helpful. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.